you for calling the organization of Staff House Newsline for the week starting Monday, March 29th. We wish a happy holiday to all of our members who are celebrating any of one of the several holidays occurring this week. Now for a very long news line. We did have a collective bargaining meeting on Zoom this week. It was not a full session, but a sort of an update technical meeting, and it was far from satisfactory. Yes, they do have the money to pay us, but we knew that already. Now, however, they would like to offer us a bare-bones 43-month contract, which would expire on March 24th, 2021. In other words, they're offering us a contract to expire last week. All of our prior negotiations over the past couple of years have discussed extending our contract to bring it in line with, at minimum, DC-37's contract dates, or to go further yet, to add additional longevities to members' salaries. Oh, we would get the pattern raises of 2%, 2.25%, and 3%, but neither raises nor retroactive payments would be available to be paid to us until the next fiscal year, July 1st at the earliest. If the city considers this to be good faith bargaining, we do not. Fortunately, we have already brought a case for failure to bargain before the Office of Collective Bargaining. Those cases move slowly, but they do move. The city will have time to reconsider its unattractive offer. We thought we were being wise to litigate. Turns out we were. There's a more immediate issue before us this week. The city plans to reopen its offices partially between May 1st and May 31st. At the meeting between the city and the Municipal Labor Committee, OSA protested that June 1st would be a safer start date since President Biden said that there would be vaccinations for all who wanted them by that date. It turns out the city had an answer. Actually, the city had a lot of answers. The main answer is a procedure compiled by the Department of Citywide Administrative Services, DCAS, to guide the agencies as they reopen. It's a 40-page book, but since we will be posting it on our website, linked to the online version of this newsline, consider it an open book exam. There's no study required until some aspect of the reopening seems wrong to you. For now, just glance at it lightly. But wait, there is still more. Each agency will now hand tailor DCAS guidelines to conform to their particular needs. And, yet still further down the line, local bosses may wisely or unwisely exercise their discretion on the application of all these rules. All of this could make for a lot of phone calls to our union. Still, we do have their guidelines, and DCAS has done a good job of trying to anticipate every issue. It is finally an impossible job, but they made a good start. What can go wrong? We will find out and correct as we go. There are many safety measures outlined in the DCAS guide. Much cleaning, safe spacing, hand and desk cleansing, even staggered work hours and days where practical. Double masking from morning to night is wise and advised and quite uncomfortable, to be honest. And yet, all of these measures will be followed unevenly. There will be a rush hour before and after work. There will be many failures to take care. So then, where are our vaccines? The health authorities say that those persons fully vaccinated are safe. And if a high enough percentage of us gets a shot, herd immunity will kick in. That's all fine and good. But OSA has many members who are not yet able to get vaccinated and yet are being told to return to work. Again, the city had an answer. As of now, there are 5 public sites, 1 per borough, where a city employee can get their shot for the asking. You will find information about those sites linked to the online version of this hotline message. Since we get time off to go, and comp time for having gone, this seems to answer OSA's objection, if it works. Now, if it does not work, we have a fallback plan for next week. Suppose you try to register and they are overloaded. Okay, by next week's newsline, we will have set up a deal with the Vaccine Command Center of New York to find more sites that will be specifically for OSA members. A procedure will be available to ensure that all those willing to be vaccinated are served. Suppose you don't try to register because you have questions and want more information, or just want more information. Good. In that case, email vaccine@osaunion.org or go to the website and just link it there. And tell us you wish to attend a teleconference with a healthcare professional. This would be a sort of Zoom town hall meeting where your questions could be answered. If no one emails us, we won't bother with the teleconference. But the Vaccine Command Center offered this service, and some members might find it valuable. The city lockdown last March was a bit ragged, and the city was not smoothly functioning until June. This reopening seems to be better thought out. The union urges all of our members to get vaccinated, and it is our hope that if enough of us do, we will be able to crush COVID-19 and be back to a new normal by the fall. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.